kua tae te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Yes, that's right. It's time for one of my favourite segments of the week. It is the Scorpio Books Spotlight. But we're going to do a little more than that this week. We're going to, what, kind of address lots of things going on.
Liam.
Which is great.
Yes. March has been a huge month for events at Scorpio. And I want to tell you about the next three we have coming up, because there's some absolute bangers in there. So I hope everyone knows that all our author events are free to come along to. We just ask that you RSVP for catering. We've got to make sure there's enough wine and cheese for everyone.
And you always have great wine and cheese as well. I'll just add that.
Thank you. Yes, we take pride in our wine and cheese. And, of course, all our event information is on our website. So if anything here takes your interest, then do check it out. So we start tonight, this very evening.
Okay.
Cancel
right.
your plans. Because we are joining with publisher Bridget William Books to host an author talk on Blood and Dirt, Prison Labour and the Making of New Zealand by Jared Davidson. Jared will be appearing in conversation with the fabulous literary critic and Word Christchurch program director Kieran Das.
Brilliant. Had her on the show.
Yeah,
amazing.
She's fabulous.
So cool.
She's very cool. And she named Blood and Dirt in her top three books of 2023. So that
oh,
is
really?
High praise coming from her.
It sounds like quite a serious book.
It does sound like a serious book, yeah. But I don't know, he's kind of a rock star academic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
He writes excellent books. It was also longlisted for the Ockham New Zealand Book Awards and ranked as one of the best books of 2023, according to the NZ Listener, the Spinoff, RNZ,
oh, wow.
the Sunday Star Times and the Australia Institute. So it's up there for sure. So what is this brilliant book all about? It looks at how forced labour haunts the streets that we walk on today and the spaces that we take for granted. Mm. So the work of prisoners has shaped New Zealand's urban centres and rural landscapes in profound and unsettling ways, we discover in this book, and as well as places in the wider Pacific too. Yet these stories are largely unknown. It's history hidden in plain sight. It's all around us, if you know where to look.
I was like, this is not an area I'm particularly familiar
in. Yeah. So it's a bit sort of sinister as well.
Yeah,
like when the more
right.
you start to think about it and unpick it, it's kind of, what are we standing on? Anyway, so this book, Blood and Dirt, examines for the first time the making of New Zealand and its Pacific Empire through the prism of prison labour. So Jared asks us to look beyond the walls of our 19th and early 20th century prisons to see penal practice as playing an active central role in the creation of modern New Zealand. So the book journeys from the Bay of Islands through to Milford Sound, through vast forest plantations, and onto Parliament itself. It's an incredibly vivid and engaging book that might just change the way you see the country.
Yeah, wow.
So there you go.
Sounds fascinating, actually.
Yeah, so a little bit about Jared Davidson. He's an archivist by day and an author by night. He's an award-winning writer based in Wellington and has published many highly acclaimed books that examine history from below. And I love this idea. So he explores the lives of people who've often been overlooked by traditional histories. So from working class radicals of the early 20th century to convicts of the 19th century, it's quite a cool idea to kind of flip history
on its
head.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So he is currently the research librarian for manuscripts at the Alexander Turnbull Library, and we are very excited to welcome him and Kieran Das to Scorpio tonight. It'll be a great conversation, and of course, all our DU listeners are welcome to come along.
Yeah, go ahead. Go along to
that. Go along. And then On Thursday this week, we're joining forces with Otago University Press to celebrate the launch of a new biography by leading garden historian Matt Morris on the life of Bob Crowder. Excuse me. So Bob Crowder was a pioneer of the organics movement here in Aotearoa, and Matt's book will be launched by Andreas Wessner, Lincoln Uni's head of School of Landscape Architecture. So this book tells the story of Bob Crowder's life and his role in the birth of the organics movement in New Zealand. So he grew up in England. He wasn't born here.
Right.
But he later became an innovative horticulturalist and early champion of regenerative agriculture when he emigrated to New Zealand in the 1960s. And he established the country's only university-based organics research unit at Lincoln, where he experimented with new techniques and plant varieties and inspired generations of students. So a fascinating guy.
Yeah, he would be.
Yeah, and quite a controversial figure in the orthodox agricultural science world.
Plant politics, here
plant
we go.
Plant politics. Well, he was very impatient with bureaucracy and very critical of established industrial growing methods. And from the late 70s on, he became an outspoken advocate of organics, helping to build the sector into what is now an industry worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Huge.
So to those who knew him, Crowder was a larger-than-life character, pragmatic and visionary, but also as a gay man, he had to wrestle with the impact of homophobia throughout his career. So it's wonderful to be celebrating this book during Pride Week. It's good timing. So the book is scrupulously researched. It draws on interviews with Crowder and captures a complex man whose legacy goes far beyond his achievements in horticulture.
Wow. What, how interesting.
Yeah. So
I'd never heard of the guy.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You should know about him.
That's so cool. And I love like a really sort of unusual queer figure.
Yes,
be highlighting.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very cool.
So a little bit about the author. Matt Morris completed a PhD on Christchurch's garden history and works as sustainability manager at Canterbury Uni. He's deeply involved in community-led garden initiatives, and his previous book, Common Ground, Garden Histories of Aotearoa, was shortlisted for the NZSA Heritage Literary Awards a couple of years back. So that event is this coming Thursday. Do come along on your way home from work and join us for a glass of organic wine.
Yeah.
It'll be delightful.
Look at
that tie-in. And I just want to tell you about one more event we have coming up this month. It's another nonfiction book, and we're teaming up with Penguin Books New Zealand to celebrate the launch of Barbecue Economics by veteran financial journalist Liam Dann next Wednesday.
Say no more.
And Liam is a Christchurch lad, actually, back in the day.
Yep.
He lives in Auckland now, but he's from here. And he's one of our most trusted business and finance journalists. He's currently the business editor-at-large for the New Zealand Herald. But this is not a dry, fusty economics book.
Mm.
This is an essential guide to the New Zealand economy, how it works and why it matters. And it answers questions like, should I fix or float? Is now a good time to buy or sell? What do self-made billionaires know that you and I don't? And why the hell is cheese so expensive?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, all the hard-hitting questions. So Liam Dann has fielded as many money-related questions as he has enjoyed beers around the barbecue and often at the same time. So that's kind of what this book is looking at.
It's
covering
right.
the basics so you can yarn about the state of the economy around the barbecue on the weekend.
Yeah, right.
So check it out. Have a look at our website.
I'm freaking out because probably about an hour ago, I was doing quite the ramble about how economics is very hard to understand. That well, is not
Liam. The that other is so Liam freaky. Can explain yeah, all this yeah, to you in a very digestible, accessible.
Oh
book.
My god!
So, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow, so much going on.
Yeah, so much going on. And shall I tell you a little bit about what
Spell.
So I've actually been reading some really fantastic kids' books lately from our children's shop, Telling Tales. One series in particular, the Hedge Witch series by Skye McKenna, I've been reading with my 10-year-old. And it's not a new series. It's a couple of years old now. But it's such a beautifully gentle adventure story about a young witch called Cassandra. And her world of magic is deeply connected to nature and community, and it's got beautiful language and excitement and friendship and coziness. It's a great one for Harry Potter fans, and I don't say that lightly. That's a phrase that gets thrown around a lot, but this one actually cuts the mustard. It's very good. And another children's book, which is for an older audience, but by local legend and writer Rachel King, called The Grimlings. And I actually didn't read this one with my kids. I kept it all to myself. And thank goodness I did, because it was so gripping that I was still up at 1 a.m. reading it. So
oh my God.
I would not have been able to go at bedtime story pace with this one.
That's hilarious.
I was totally swept away with it. So it's about a 13-year-old girl called Ella who... her family runs a trail riding business Canterbury Highlands. And one night she sees a mysterious black horse on the hill the night one of the kids in her town goes missing. And it's the same kid she put a curse on that morning. So, And she soon discovers that her family is living in the shadow of a vengeful Kelpie, a black horse-like creature from sort of Scottish folklore.
Oh, yeah, right.
And we sit on the very edge of our seats while we see if Ella can break the Kelpie's curse and save not just her family but the whole community. So I loved so much about this book, the wonderful characters, the adventure, the danger. It feels very dangerous and quite dark in places.
Oh, wow.
The rich language, the atmosphere, it takes you to some really beautiful places, the crisp Canterbury high country on horseback. We go to the mystical shores of Great Lakes in Scotland, sort of strange places as well that are not quite of this world, and also to the cozy home of a courageous family of gutsy, stroppy women, which I just loved.
Yeah, cool.
So I've never been into horsey books, but I highly recommend this one, but it's definitely for sophisticated readers, probably young tweens.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, right.
Did I say tweens? Teens. Maybe robust tweens, but okay, probably young tweens.
Yeah,
young
right.
Teens, yeah. But it's excellent. So that's what I've been
Oh, wow. That's three
reading.
Events and three books this morning. That's impressively
we've packed
done.
A lot in.
Yeah, yeah, well done. And I love how the children's books as well.
Yeah, why not? We'll just throw it all in.
Why not? Is it just like generally a good time to release books? Is why this period of time is quite busy?
Why the flurry now? Well, a lot of local books do, when I say local, I mean New Zealand books, get released at this time of year. So they're not competing with the really heavy international rock
of course,
star
that's
authors.
Actually a really good thing to know.
It's good thinking on behalf of local publishers. Yeah,
yeah, so, absolutely.
So it is a very rich time of year for local content, which is lovely to see.
Particularly poignant to RDU listeners.
Absolutely.
Yes.
RDU listeners.
BNZ Centre. Go to Scorpio Books. And I love your little pride decorations at the moment.
Oh, lovely. Yes.
Yeah, very
it's
good.
It's a happy time at Scorpio.
You guys always do quite well on decorations. I'll give you that.
Well, we... Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We strive to, Liam. We strive to.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Liam.
And, of course, events tonight, Thursday, and next Wednesday.
Yes.
Great. Right. And I assume all the details for that are on your website.
All on the website. So cool. Jump on there and have a look.
Well, one more time, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Liam.